Hello, I'm Rich Herring.
Hi, this is Mark Kermode.
Hi, I'm James Martin.
Hello, this is John Craven, and glad you're listening to Siren.
Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
I'm Dave Myers.
And I'm Cy King.
And we're the Hairy Bikers.
On Siren FM.
Bing bong.
It's 10 p.m, Monday, the 18th of September, and tonight we pay tribute to the Bee Gees for Legends on Siren FM.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be a little. There's a way, everybody say, to do each and every little thing. But what does it bring if I ain't got you, ain't got faith in you? To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. I know my friend. So, so, so glad I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I live and I breathe for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you? Ain't got you, baby. You don't know what it's like, baby. To love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine, and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week we are paying tribute to possibly the most influential artists in disco, the Bee Gees. And you can give your thoughts throughout tonight's show by texting us on 07797 800 716. That's 07797 800 716, or you can tweet us at Siren FM. Formed in 1958, the three brothers, Barry, Robin and Maurice Gibb, are well and truly legends of the music industry, dominating the 60s and 70s due to their ability to read the markets and change with the times, from beautifully slow love songs to upbeat three-part harmonies that change the world of disco forever, selling in excess of 220 million records worldwide. It's seems many of you out there agreed. So tonight I'm going to take you on a journey through the music of the Bee Gees for Legends on Siren FM.
Here I'm going
must go home.
The Bee Gees wrote and had their first UK number one with this song, Massachusetts, in 1967. But it wasn't until many years later, during a chance meeting in London between the Seekers' lead singer Judith Durham and Maurice Gibb, that Judith learned the amazing truth that Massachusetts was originally intended to fulfil the Bee Gees' dream of writing a hit for the Seekers. Upon arriving in London from Australia, following in the path of the Seekers, who had arrived several years earlier, the Bee Gees had been unsuccessful in getting the song to the group, so they recorded it themselves anyway. After reuniting and touring Australia again, the Seekers were moved to perform the song as a tribute to Maurice after his untimely death. So popular was the song that the group decided to finally record it, and it was included on their Ultimate Collection CD, released that same year. It fits perfectly with what the Seekers themselves selected as their best classic songs of the mid-60s, having been recorded almost 40 years later. The Bee Gees wrote all of their own major hits and have writing credits on many others, but we'll get into that as the show goes on. A little teaser for you there. We continue our journey into the life and music of the Bee Gees, but first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say?
Have your 15 minutes of fame?
Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716.
Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk.
Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter.
Just search for Siren FM.
Have your voice heard on your community radio station.
Siren 107.3 FM.
Another 60s hit from the Bee Gees now, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow.
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
How can you mend this broken man? How can a loser That rustles through the trees, and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow.
How can you?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world?
In the late 60s, the cracks began to show for the group, with Robin being unhappy with their management, viewing his brother Barry as the front man. They split and all seemed lost for the future of the group. However, as the decade turned, they were able to mend that broken heart and officially reunited, claiming they will never break up again. They wrote this song in the style of Andy Williams, who was a popular recording artist and television presenter at the time. It became the first number one US hit for the group, topping the chart for 4 weeks. Later in 1971, Andy Williams identified it as a song in his wheelhouse and recorded his own version for his cover album, You've Got a Friend. Despite the affected tale of heartache, this song was very easy to write, as Robin Gibb claims, they wrote it in about an hour and without any struggle or hardship. The track was written during the same afternoon as the Bee Gees' previous American hit, Lonely Days, in Barry Gibb's basement flat at Addison Road, Holland Park, London. The brothers were lucky enough to break into many markets around the world, with hits in the UK, US, Australia, Sweden, and Germany, amongst others. At the turn of the decade, what could be the next for the Bee Gees? How about redefining an entire genre of music? You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Yes, as the 1970s arrive, Jive Talking was here, and it was time for the Bee Gees to reinvent disco.
You mean to me.
The Bee Gees' first major disco hit. The brothers would go on to be icons of the disco era, and Jive Talking kicked off that revolution. The tune was called Drive Talking in its early stages, but their producer suggested that the change to Jive would be sensible to play on teenage sensibilities. Jive Talking is a term for slang, apparently. That shows how out of touch I am with the kids today. Oh wow. Knowing that a new Bee Gees single would be met with scepticism by many radio programmers, their label sent promotional singles to stations with plain white labels, giving no indication as to what the name of the song was or who it was by. The plan worked, and the song was added to playlists and revived the fortunes of the group. This is our first delve into many Bee Gees tracks featured on the Saturday Night Fever movie soundtrack, but one of the two songs in the movie that the group has already previously released. And now let's take a look at another one. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. Get up on your feet, I want to see you dancing wherever you are, because if you're going to listen to the Bee Gees, then you should be dancing. Be Dancing, a number one US hit it became in September 1976, becoming one of the biggest disco hits of the era. When the movie Saturday Night Fever hit theatres in December 1977, the song was used in the famous scene from the movie where John Travolta takes over the dance floor, an appropriate choice since the song is specifically all about dancing. John Travolta prepared for Saturday Night Fever movie by practicing his dance moves to this song. When he was told by producers that Night Fever would be used for the sequence for which he was practicing, Travolta insisted that You Should Be Dancing be used instead. But I'm sure our younger listeners will know this track from a very different film, as it was featured at the end of the movie Despicable Me, where the Minions replace ballet music with the song so everyone can dance. I bet your parents are so proud.
Hi, this is Peter from Kaiser Chiefs.
This is Whitey from Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, I am Arnie.
I'm Freddie. We're the Vaccines.
Hey everybody, this is Zane Lowe and you're listening to Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM.
Siren 107.3.
Hey, this is Gary from Pendulum. Check out Siren FM 107.3.
Why are we playing Diana Ross? Find out soon.
You don't.
Chin reaction, Diana Ross. Have you guessed why we're playing that? Of course, the Bee Gees wrote the track. Maybe some of you out there didn't know that. There's a little fact for you right there. Barry Gibb says in 1000 UK number one hits by John Kuttner and Spencer Lee that Chin Reaction was never originally meant to be on the album. It was the last song that they cut. We'd done the whole album and Diana said, well, we still need one more song from somewhere. We had Chin Reaction all along, but didn't have the nerve to play it to her because it was so Motownish that we were scared that she wouldn't want to go back there. Robin Gibb persuaded her by saying, we think it's time you did something that you should have done or would have done with the Supremes and not just Diana Ross. Once Diana had recorded it, she sat down and heard the playback and realised it was a credible tribute to the past. In the UK, this won the Ivor Novello Award for most performed song in 1986, and then in 2001, a whole new generation were introduced to the track as Steps revived it, taking it to number 2 in the UK charts. Gosh, I remember boogieing along to that at Benidorm in Phil the Clown's Club as a kid. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Tonight, we're paying tribute to the Bee Gees.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. And it's me you need to share. How deep is your love?
Winning the 1977 Grammy for Best Pop Performance by a Group, the Bee Gees wrote this for the American singer Yvonne Eilman. Robert Stigwood, who produced the movie Saturday Night Fever, however insisted that the Bee Gees perform it themselves for the soundtrack. Eilman did sing If I Can't Have You, which was also written by the Bee Gees and included on the soundtrack. That song was also a number one hit. A songwriter in Illinois named Ronald Sell sued the Bee Gees, claiming a song he wrote in 1975 called Let It End was the basis for How Deep Is Your Love. The case went to a jury in 1983, and the Bee Gees claimed that they had never heard Let It End, and there was no evidence that they did, as the song was never released. The case was based on similarities between the songs, and an expert witness for Sell convinced the jury that the Bee Gees did in fact copy his song. The judge, however, nullified the verdict. The case underscored the problem of juries making judgments on music, and it led to a landmark ruling that striking similarities between songs was not enough to prove plagiarism. Henceforth, a songwriter had to prove that the infringing party heard the song before the case could move forward. This is one reason why music publishers and songwriters refuse to hear most unsolicited material nowadays. In Daniel Rachel's The Art of Noise, Conversations with Great Songwriters, Robin Gibb explained the unique sound he and Barry created by combining their voices. He said, "If you listen to How Deep Is Your Love, you think it's a single voice, but it's me and Barry singing in unison, which produces a nice sound, as it does on New York Mining Disaster. There's a sound that we do, it's almost like a single voice, but it isn't, and it's not double-tracked, it's two voices together. It's something that we've done a lot." We continue our journey into the discography of the Bee Gees for Legends on Siren FM.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman was produced by Freddie Perren, who was responsible for most of the Jackson 5's early hits. He later co-produced and co-wrote the classic Gloria Gaynor hit, I Will Survive. In 1978, Perren won a Grammy for his work on a couple of songs he did on Saturday Night Fever's soundtrack. Yvonne Eilman's If I Can't Have You, and this one, More Than a Woman. The Bee Gees have been one of the major influences to many modern vocalist groups and bands, and we're going to take a look at one of those now, a band that have close ties to the Bee Gees, and a disco track that could have come straight out of Barry's songbook. Coldplay, with a head full of dreams for legends on Siren FM. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. The number to text in on is 077-97-800-716. Fantastic songs tonight here for Legends on Siren FM. If I keep playing all these hits, I'm not going to have a voice by the time my next show rolls around on Thursday. Anyone in the crowd at Glastonbury a couple of years ago got a wonderful surprise when the last surviving Bee Gee, Barry Gibb, was introduced onto stage to join Chris Martin and co, paying tribute to some of the Bee Gees' greatest hits. Martin and Gibb have been best friends for many years, and Coldplay have said that the Bee Gees have been an influential part on their careers in constantly changing things up to not go stale. This past summer, Barry got the Glastonbury spotlight to himself in the Legends slot in a wonderful set where it looked like he was having the time of his life. even going old school and taking a gold jacket from a fan in the crowd. We're quickly coming towards the end of tonight's show, but we've still got a couple more Bee Gees classics to come. I can feel the fever in the air. Can you? This is Legend on Siren FM, and of course, we're staying alive. The film, the song is about much more than dancing and having a good time. It deals with the struggle and aspiration and making your own way in a world even after you've been kicked around. John Travolta's character in the movie is a young man working a dead-end job who feels alienated by his parents. Dancing is his form of expression, and weekends are his time to let loose. And if you've ever awoken to somebody above you screaming along to Staying Alive, then you're probably not very well, as it's taken on a whole new life in the medical industry as a useful tool in CPR. The Bee Gees were well aware that they were creating a heart-thumping rhythm. They said, "We thought when we were writing it that we would emulate the human heart." Robin Gibb explained, "We got Blue Weaver, who was the keyboard player at the time, to lie on the floor and put electrodes on his heart and put it through the control room. And then we got the drummer to play the heartbeat. And when we were the first people in the world to do a drum loop based on a heartbeat." Wow, that's some commitment to the art. See, I told you that the Bee Gees were much more than three-chord sellouts. They're heroes. Sheesh. Now it's time for another classic, Night Fever. We couldn't let a Bee Gees classic tribute show go without playing that one for sure. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. We are quickly coming towards the end of tonight's episode, and it's been a pleasure to pay tribute to the Bee Gees. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at KaiJValentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/SirenLegends. We've got a message in from Hannah in Scunthorpe who says, "How can I switch off to this classic? I actually didn't realise that I knew so many Bee Gees songs." Thank you very much for tuning in, Hannah. Like I say, I'm here every Monday night from 10 p.m. for Legends on Siren FM, paying tribute to legends of the music industry. Hopefully over the next few weeks and months, we're going to get some more live acts back in the studio. That's something that I'm very, very excited about indeed. Let's take a look at the schedule for tomorrow, because the events guide will be here from 7 a.m. till 8 a.m. Then, and on your lunchtime, you can sit back, relax, and listen to some Simply Jazz with Mr. Tom Stevens from 12 till 1. And then coming up from 5 till 7 p.m. is Drive Time with Nathan and Tom. Those guys are back in the studio. They're going to be driving you home tomorrow evening. And then into the night, 8 till 10 is Formula Tom. And then another great show from 11 till midnight. If you miss Saturday's Tank Top with Brian Rudd, put kettle on, it's that 70s programme. It's coming up at 11 o'clock tomorrow night. I'll be back on Thursday evening for your Drive Time slot filling in this week, 5 till 7 p.m. And if you're listening to this on the Thursday repeat, I'll be back in a few minutes. My name's Kai Valentine. As I say, find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or facebook.com/Siren Legends. Next week, the 25th of September, is the date we've all been building up to, the rebrand of Siren FM to Siren Radio, and a fresh sound for Lincoln. I'll be here, so make sure you tune in from 10 for all the bells and whistles. Trust me, if you miss it, it'll be a tragedy. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you here next week for Legends on Siren Radio. What a classic disco song, probably one of the biggest disco tracks in history. Doreen from Huddersfield has got in touch and said, what a fantastic show, thank you for listening, and thank you to you all out there for tuning in for Legends on Siren FM. But now it's time for your news update at 11 o'clock. Over to Sky News.
Mix of music for Lincoln and beyond on Siren 107.3 FM.
Siren 107.3 FM.
The latest news and sport on Siren.